Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. We're delighted to have you on board today as we face the issues. We'll be dealing with an issue today that I believe is pertinent. I believe that is relevant. I believe that is real and that we should recognize and do something about it. We're talking about today racing toward Sodom. Let me say this at the outset of the broadcast. If you have little ears in the room that's listening to the broadcast, it may be appropriate in some parts of this broadcast to put something over their ears or get them out of the room. But it's an issue that we must talk with, we must deal with forthrightly from a biblical worldview. A central biblicist worldview says that we face issues based on the authority of Scripture. Not denominational dogma, not based on some political ideological bent, not based on some philosophical thought or rhetoric, but based on the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. It's Jesus that said to his disciples in John 8:31-32, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth shall make you free." And then in John 14:6, Jesus says, "I am truth." And then Jesus goes further in John 17:17, when he says, "Thy word is truth." Jesus Christ is the word, logos, the word of God. And the Bible, the word of God, is the book of truth. It is the inspired, infallible, inerrant word. And may I recommend it to you? It's the truth book. It was the secularist George Orwell a number of years ago that said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And if you are a Christian, if you're a conservative, and especially if you're a conservative Christian, you'll find that those words are very, very real, that there is a disdain for anyone that will stand and be bold enough to speak the truth and stand on the truth. This is the reason I am so appreciative of the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, "Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death." And that ought to be the position that we take as Christians today, ladies and gentlemen, that we're going to listen to the truth and seek the truth and learn the truth. And most of all, we're going to stand on the truth and defend the truth, even to death. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time also carries a full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff to answer all of your questions about landscape equipment for the professional and for the homeowner. And they have that same staff that can answer all of your questions about hurricane preparedness equipment and backup equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old San Augustine Road. That's 11291 Old San Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old San Augustine Road. A good benchmark for identifying the location is the 165-foot flagpole right at the intersection of I-295 and Old San Augustine Road. On that flagpole, you'll find flying 24/7 Old Glory, the American flag. At the base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsforTime.com, ToolsforTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, we're talking about today racing toward Sodom. And if you don't believe that, all you need to do is turn on your television. You need to simply pick up your books and see what your students are being taught in the public school arena. You need to listen up, look up, and recognize that we're awash with morals and ethics and values that are being destroyed today. The very biblical foundation of our nation is in the very state of being destroyed by every aspect and every tool that can be used. Let me remind you that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. That telephone number gets your call directly through to the studios, right to our microphone, so that we can have dialogue and discussion on the issue today. I am looking forward to hearing from you. Are you concerned about what we see taking place in the arena of sexualization of our children and the demoralization of our nation and the sodomite lifestyle that's being promulgated and pushed on every hand in the public arena and in state after state after state? Ladies and gentlemen, do you realize in the state of California, they just passed a new bill that allows adult pedophiles, perverts, and the sodomites and registered sex offenders to molest and have sex with and recruit our children. And it's all legal. Now, there are some that are trying to say that that's not what that bill says. In fact, if you go to Snoops or Snops or whatever it is called, they will disavow that that bill is literally legalizing sodomite lifestyle in the state of California. Here's an article that says California legislature passes bill reducing penalties for oral, anal, and willing children with willing children. Now, how do you have a child 8 years old and up that's going to say yes to a sodomite lifestyle pervert that will come in and offer to have sex with them? This article says California lawmakers passed a bill Monday that would reduce penalties for adults who have oral or anal sex with willing minor children if the sex offender is within 10 years of age of that victim. According to Senate Bill 145, the legislation would exempt from mandatory registration as a sex offender a person convicted of certain offenses, including minors, if the person is not more than 10 years older than the minor, and if the offense is the only one requiring the person to register. The measure will allow a judge to decide if an adult who engages in oral or anal sex with the child must register as a sex offender if the person is within 10 years of age of the victim. The bill would put an end, this article says, to blatant discrimination against young LGBTQ people engaged in consensual activity. Ladies and gentlemen, I have about 8 or 10 articles on that particular bill. I'll be touching on portions of them in the next several minutes on this broadcast. It is gross. It is immoral. It's ungodly. But what the bill literally does, if you can boil it down to the young blood vernacular, if a person is 25 years old, he can have sex with a 15-year-old. If the person is 20 years old, he can have sex with a 10-year-old. The bill clearly differentiates and stipulates that pedophile, pervert, sodomite can have sex with one within 10 years of his own age, and he would not be considered as a sex offender. Therefore, he would not be registered, have to be registered as a sex offender. Now, if you believe that's okay, then I want to hear from you. If you're irate about it and believe that it is wrong, I want to hear from you. I want to know if my listeners are concerned about the moral declension, the cesspool that we are swimming in the United States of America. It's bad enough to see what's taking place in relationship to the attempt to steal an election. It's bad enough to see what's happening in relationship to the COVID-19 pandemic being weaponized to destroy the election process. It's horrific enough to recognize that we're awash today with the liberal agenda to destroy the election process by making it legal state after state after state to have mail-in voting. All of that's bad enough. But the underlying fundamental foundation is being destroyed. And my Bible says, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? In Psalms 11 and in verse 3. And we're watching our foundations being destroyed by the perverts and the pedophiles. And it's coming as a result of the LGBTQ agenda blended with the Planned Parenthood agenda that's destroying our educational system and thus destroying the lives, the morals, and the values of our young people today. And yet we wonder why we have such a high pregnancy rate. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, the United States of America has the highest teen pregnancy rate of any nation on the face of the globe. You heard me. The highest teen pregnancy rate of any nation on the face of the globe. That's where America is today. A further article on this about the Senate Bill 145 in California. It says California lawmakers passed bill to address, listen, this is the perverted way that they entered the bill and got it approved, to address the discrimination of LGBTQ youth regarding state's sex offender registry. California lawmakers have passed a bill amid an ending discrimination against the LGBTQ youth on the state offender sex offender registry. Excuse me, it was based on, ladies and gentlemen, on the basis that somehow, some way, that these young people, as they're calling them, 18, 25, 30-year-olds, they're young people, it's called in California, and they're trying to prevent them from having to register as sex offenders if they're caught in a perverted pedophilia act with a young person. In fact, this bill allows that to take place for a child as low as 8 years old. Now, if that's not offensive to you, nothing is. If that doesn't get you all bent out of shape in this broadcast today, nothing can. The article says California Wiener, W-I-E-N-E-R, bill, it's the Representative Wiener, not the same Wiener that was involved with the shenanigans that were taking place with Hillary Clinton just a few years back, but says it reduces penalties for perverts. Listen, this article says it reduces penalties for perverts who sodomize children. This article says California legislature passes a bill reducing penalties for oral, anal, and anal sex with willing children. How do you have a willing child? That child must be groomed into thinking that it's okay. And that grooming, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about in this broadcast today, is being carried out in our classrooms, where the child is being groomed, is being trained, is being taught, is being led to believe that any perverted sexual activity with an adult is all right. And somehow, some way, there are folks today in America that believe that that's okay, and as a result of that, they continue to allow it to take place and to promulgate that across state lines, and state after state after state are passing laws that will allow that to happen. This article says further. The article continues to state that California lawmakers passed the bill Monday that reduced penalties for adults who have sex with willing minor children if the sex offender is within 10 years, hear this, within 10 years of age of the victim. 10 years of age of the victim. A 30-year-old could have sex with a 20-year-old. 20-year-old could have sex with a 10-year-old, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Just back into it. Use the mathematics to understand what this bill is saying. California lawmaker passed a bill Monday, this article further reads, that would reduce penalties. It wouldn't totally eliminate them, but it would reduce penalties for adults who have oral and anal sex with a willing minor child if the pervert is within 10 years of age of the victim. So which city is today in California really Sodom and Gomorrah? Ladies and gentlemen, that opens the door to what needs to be said at this juncture. Do you realize that God destroyed two cities, Sodom and Gomorrah, as a result of that kind of lifestyle, as a result of sodomy in the city? In fact, in Genesis 19, verse 4 and 5, the scripture says, "But before they lay down, the men of the city, even the men of Sodom, compassed, that is, encircled the house round about, both old and young, all of the people from every quarter. And they called unto Lot, saying unto him, where are the men which came in this to thee this night? Bring them out, that we may know them." That's a euphemism for having a homosexual relationship. In Sodom and Gomorrah, the men, the old men and the young men, all of the men of the city, encircled Lot's home because two men had gone into his home. And they were demanding that Lot send the two men out, that they could have sex with them. Now, if you think that is gross, if you think that is vile, if you think that is obnoxious, if you think that somehow, some way, that is immoral, it's because it is. And God did something about it. God did something about it. Scripture says in Genesis 19, verse 24 and 25, "Then the Lord rained fire upon Sodom and upon Gomorrah, brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven. And he overthrew those cities and all the plains and all the inhabitants of the cities that which grew up upon the ground. Ladies and gentlemen, it says that God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah and all the plains, that is, everything in the peripheral metropolitan area around them, when he rained down fire and brimstone from heaven, out of his disdain, his anger, his judgment against cities that allowed that to take place. Now, just a little parenthetical Youngblood footnote on that statement. Can you wonder why there's so many fires in the state of California? I believe at last reading I had about 35 or 40 fires burning at the same time across the state of California, millions of acres being destroyed, hundreds of millions of dollars worth of property being destroyed, and some of those fires are not even a tenth toward being put out. Could it be that God is saying that this is my judgment on a state that's gone absolutely out of their mind, stupefaction, if you will, that's taking place, that's allowing the perverts to absolutely control all that's said and done in the state of California? And ladies and gentlemen, that's exactly what is taking place. This article further says, title of the article, California Wiener Bill Reduces Penalties for Perverts Who Sodomize Children. According to Senate Bill 145, legislation would exempt from mandatory registration as a sex offender a person convicted of certain offenses involving minors if the person is not more than 10 years older than the minor, and if that offense is the only one requiring the person to register, and if permission is granted from the kid. Now, how do you grant permission? How does a child 8, 9, 10 years old, how does a child 10, 11, 12 years old, 13, 14, how is a child to grant permission? Is that pervert, that pedophile, that sodom, or that sodomite lifestyle individual, is he going to have a little receipt where the child signs and says, I've given you permission to molest me, to destroy my life, to in some way infringe upon my rights as a human being not to be molested and harmed? No, won't happen that way. So what's going to happen in the courts? Everyone, of course, if there's any claim, if there's any parental claims against that sodomite, that pedophile pervert that's molesting the child, they're going to claim, well, that child gave me permission. That child said it was okay. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a far-fetched lie from the pits of hell designed to destroy our children today. That's all it is. This article further says, so if you want to have this kind of sex with a 15-year-old, you can be up to 25 years, or a 10-year-old can be 19 years old, whatever, yeah, and as long as you get permission. An 8-year-old, as long as you're just 18, how did this become legislative priority? This article says, you mean in the midst of COVID-19 and the presidential campaign, how does this become legislative priority? Well, what do you think? The answer to answer the question yourself. Further in the article, it says, how do you get permission from an 8-year-old? How do you get permission from a 10-year-old? How is permission from a 10 to 12-year-old even valid? And by the way, once this gets signed into law, that 10-year-old is going to be 15 down the road. Because, see, the way left operates, nothing is ever resolved. And when they do, the legislation, it always changes. It's just the beginning of the descent into the worst-case scenario of Sodom and Gomorrah. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what your thoughts are, whether you think this is all right or not. I don't know whether you think this is just simply part of life and living in America, but I've got news for you. God is not pleased with that taking place. Here's another article on the same subject. I have said a moment ago, I've got 15 to 20, and I'm not going to read parts of all of them, but I want you to understand that when you go to Snoops or Snops or whatever that group is called, which is part of the George Soros organization, it is going to tell you that this is false. This is just simply to protect those that need their reputations protected, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That is simply untrue, ladies and gentlemen. It is a front door approach to absolutely destroy any penalties under the letter of the law in the state of California for the perverts, the sodomites, the pedophiles, for those that want to recruit your sons and daughters if you happen to live in the state of California. It is absolutely, the state is awash with everything that's called immoral, ungodly, unholy. It's not just because Nancy Pelosi got her hair done that makes California a bad state. It just simply shows you, ladies and gentlemen, it's proof positive that there's an upper class that says we're going to make the decision on what you do as peasants, and we're going to control you whether you want to be controlled or not. And that's what's happening even with the bill that's just been passed. Here's another article. California reduces penalties for pedophilia with willing children. California lawmakers have sent the bill to the desk of the Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom, that would reduce penalties for adults who have oral and anal sex with willing minor children if the offender is no more than 10 years older than the victim. And it goes down the same line of conversation and communication of the other articles that I briefly stated. Ladies and gentlemen, in the state of California, where churches are still banned, where having church services is still barred, where churches are being prosecuted and persecuted and fined as a result of simply preaching and teaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, the same state of California, is awash with the determination, the willing, overt determination to destroy the morals and the ethics and the values of the young people in the state of California at the very time when the gospel of Jesus Christ needs to be heard, at the very time that morals and ethics and values need to be taught from a biblical perspective, at the very time that the churches need to be open, at the time that the churches need to be providing comfort and care and consolation to the families and the moms and the dads and the sons and the daughters, at that very time, the churches are still closed, barred from having services in the state of California, even preventing worship services in the open parks. Ladies and gentlemen, we are watching the demise, the moral destruction, the undermining of the warp and the woof. That's the fabric of our nation, the very fabric that holds us together as a constitutional republic, the very fabric that holds us together as a moral nation. Here's an article that says, Seattle bans Christians from worshiping in the park. The city of Seattle shut down a local park in advance of a massive gathering of Christian worshipers. Christians were banned from the park, but not Black Lives Matter or Antifa. Let that sink in, folks, the article says. This is extraordinary. Seattle denies Christians the permit to worship peacefully outside, then puts up a fence to block them from getting into the park, but allows outdoor protests and camps. Listen. In Seattle, Washington, one of the major parks, the churches are shut down. The churches are barred from having worship service. They're told they can't sing. They're told that if you sing, that it can spread COVID-19. They're told that COVID-19 literally is a breeding ground in the churches. Therefore, you can't have worship services in the state of California. And so a group of Christians in one of the churches there decided we're going to go outdoors. And they were going to go into the city park, and a major park, 20-some-odd acre park. And they were simply going to have outdoor services. And no. The city of Seattle said, you can't do that. And so to make sure that the worshipers, the Christians, the church people could not get into the park, they put up temporary fences around the park. But another park right there in the same city, having a meeting with Antifa and the Black Lives Matter by the hundreds, if not thousands, that was okay. And it was a park that was about a tenth the size of the park that the Christians wanted to worship in. That's showing you what the difference is in the state of California. It is an animus. It is a hatred. It is a rejection. It is a resentment of anything that's called spirituality and Christianity, where churches are being prosecuted and persecuted, and where Christians are being fined as a result of having worship services. And yet it's okay to pass a bill to allow the sodomites, the perverts, the pedophiles to have sexual relationship with 8 and 10-year-old children. Ladies and gentlemen, I find it egregious. I find it absolutely sad. I am concerned about it. That telephone number is 831-0917. Are you concerned about it? Are you irate because of what you're hearing me say? Is it something that you think we need to do something about? That telephone number is 831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphone, so that we can entertain your question, your comment, and your concern about. We're talking about today racing towards Sodom. Racing. It's like being on a jumbo 777, full throttle, and absolute no one at the cockpit controls to guide it or direct it away from the crash that we're headed for. Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible is very clear that God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah as a result of the very same thing that's taking place. And don't you dare think that somehow, some way, it's just in the state of California. The state of California is the only state thus far that's been openly willing to put a finger in the eye of the Christian and the moral ethicist in the United States, and especially in the state of California, and say, this is what we're going to do to appease and to please the sodomites through the LGBTQ agenda, and you're going to have to live with it, regardless of what you think or say. I believe we have a caller on the line. Go over the question or comment, please.
Hi, yes, my name is Lisa, and I am grieved to tears. I used to be a sexual assault nurse examiner in the state of Wisconsin. And the every case that ever came in front of the court system, it was always boiled down to consent, willingness. And now they have made it law that a child can give that consent? It just makes no God sense. It makes no even bad sense. It is so straight from the devil, I can't even barely breathe. What can we do about it?
I think it's time that Christians stand up, speak up, be heard, and be seen. This is the incubator of all of this, as we'll talk about it further in this broadcast. The incubators in our classrooms, the public classrooms, it's the public educational system. But no longer are we educating our sons and our daughters. The LGBTQ sodomite agenda and the Planned Parenthood agenda permeates our classrooms across America in every city, in every board, state board, and every county board of education across America. They are dominant. In fact, the LGBTQ. The LGBTQ curriculum is the curriculum that dominates what is called sex education, and they're teaching raw pornography in the classroom and using that as an excuse that state mandates that we have state sexual education. We need to, as parents, say no. We need to pull our kids out of the public schools. I've said year after year after year for the past 50, 60 years that I'd rather have a child that grows up to be a dummy than to put them in the public educational system that's going to destroy their morals and their ethics and their values and their lives as a result of what's being taught. So it's time Christian parents wake up, sit up, smell the coffee, and do something about it. We need to be heard. We need to be seen. We need to pull our children out of the brick-and-mortar schools and do online education with Christian curriculum or do homeschooling, a Christian school, a parochial school, anything but the public educational system would be a priority in my mind for educating our sons and daughters today.
Amen. Amen. I volunteered at a middle school here in town where I live, and it was so unruly just just like 4 or 5 years prior to the time that I volunteered. Every child inside that school would have been diagnosed with ODD, which is oppositional defiant disorder. And I'm like, yes. God, what is going on here? And we took Jesus out of the school, and now the devil does rule. And if we allow this to keep happening, the world, the earth will be ruled by Satan sooner than we can spin our heads around. This one child, I told him, just kindly told him, redirected him to go back to his seat. He flobbered off at the mouth at me, and I just said, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. He turned around, looked me straight in the eyes, came right in my face and said, you can't say that here. I said, oh, yes, I can. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. He did an about face. I never saw that child again. But my point is, if we can't stand in the eyes of a child and claim Jesus, who can we stand in front of?
Absolutely. We find that Jesus has been banned from the classroom. The Bibles are banned from the classroom. The cross is banned from the classroom. Anything about Bible is banned from the classroom. Prayer is banned from the classroom. But yet we can permeate and saturate the classroom with a sodomite lifestyle and a sodomite agenda. And somehow, some way, as citizens in America, we're made to believe that that should be okay, that that's the norm. It is the abnormal. It is not the normal. And as Christians, we need to speak up and say something about it and cause it to cease and desist. And one of the major, major problems that we find is because there's not the parental control at home, not the parental control outside of the home, and the schools have taken the responsibility of training that son and daughter and picking that child up in the yellow school bus and bringing him back in the afternoon, and the parents not having anything to do with it. And that goes back to a fundamental that's found in the scripture where the parents have the responsibility of training that child, not an educational system. The U.S. Department of Education and the federal government's intervention in education is not found in our Constitution at all. But I am thankful that you called, and all we can do is keep praying and keep on standing up. But God bless you today, and thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take about a one-minute break at the top of the hour for our news. Right after the top of the hour news, we're going to come back. We're talking about today racing towards Sodom. And we're looking at the beginning of this broadcast with what's taking place in California, with California becoming Sodom and Gomorrah, without any question. Hang in there. Don't turn your dial. We'll be right back.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.